Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and of course the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith here with, I would say we were talking about A team, B team last week. This is the A plus plus team. Andrew Pichet and Ross Tucker here with me. You don't usually get us this day of the week, but you got us. This is a spring football edition as Penn State winds down, obviously, with the blue-white game. We're going to spend the first half of our show talking blue-white. The segment coming up right now, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We'll continue that. These are really Ross's thoughts on the game, his takeaway, his review of the game. Part two of that will be brought to you by our guys at the 409 Tailgate Club and 409 Tailgate Club Wine. The second half of the show, we're going to continue, and it's weird, the positioning of your position rankings series straddles the blue-white game. I'm curious if your thoughts have changed at all. We're going to spend quarters three and four discussing those some more.
Yeah, and I'll just say I did stop by the 409tailgateclub.com tailgate on Saturday. Thank you very much, Andrew and Jeremy. Delicious. I crushed some sausage, wings, pulled pork with like those like cheesy potatoes. I mix in the cheesy potatoes with the pulled pork. It's so good. You should have to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do anything else. That's what you should have to do. I'm not a huge wine guy. It was good though. I enjoyed it. A little blueberry wine. Had to give that a taste. I did not get a chance to stop by GoPSURV.com, but I heard there's an awesome huge TV under a pavilion, little Flyers Penguins. It's pretty nice. That'll be really fun, you know, during the season. Maybe Friday nights they can put up whatever's on live, or maybe they can put on like the game from the week before. Very, very cool setup they got going over there at GoPSURV.com.
The setup is awesome. We got some intel that proves it was legit. That screen, the pavilion, brings people together over sports. It was Penguins Flyers was the theme Friday night. All Pennsylvania series. What they offer there, Ross, you can reserve for single games. You can park, you can rent. They offer you everything you need for your RV. It's a solution for people who don't want to get that season-long pass. You can get there Friday. Blue-white game, I'm sure they did this here, even though there's not as much traffic to combat. Arrive Friday, leave there Sunday. You get there, your RV is set up for you. It's a pretty cool thing. And now we have our own eyes on that service.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's, without much further ado, this is just your thoughts. We spent a lot of time, and I'm curious where you're at with some of these positions and what you saw. Why don't you just start here with a broad kind of takeaway about the purpose of the game, how to watch the game in order to sort of get what you want from in terms of takeaways and what you're looking for.
Yes, I mean, I was there, and then I went back and watched it on TV, on the TV copy. That's not the same as, like, the coaching tape where you have the all-22 angle or the end zone camera.
Yeah.
And I don't go back and watch every player on every play. Okay, so I don't go back and watch all 22 players to see how, is it Weldy, the walk-on running back, like to see his blitz pickup? No, I don't do that, okay? But I do go back.
You're missing out.
I know. Sorry, Weldy and his family. I apologize. He did a nice job, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that is very clear when you watch a blue-white game is how important walk-ons are and how Penn State has some guys that are really good players, college football players that are probably never going to play, but they're good. Like Zach Simpson, you know, the one offensive lineman who was working with the twos, you know, there probably have to be some injuries for him to play. He's a good player. I mean, he's fine. I think you could plug him in here. He'd be fine. Even like at slot receiver, right? Now, I'm a little biased because he's from Reading where I'm from, but Isaac Lutz, I mean, he beat Tariq Castro Fields a couple times. He was open. He showed a little wiggle after he got the ball. So my point is walk-ons are valuable in case of emergency during the season, and also blue-white game and games where you don't want to play all your guys to still give everybody else a very competitive look, right? And Jan Johnson, the way Brent Pry was talking, maybe he'll end up starting for them at middle linebacker. We'll have to see how that unfolds. Well, that was one of the things that jumped out to me, was that Cam Brown didn't play at all. I mean, one of the things I think is interesting is who does play, who doesn't play. Because really, the guys that don't play, what Penn State coaches are telling you is, we've seen enough from them. They're highly valuable. We don't want to take the chance of them getting hurt. And I don't know, Andy, maybe you disagree with me. I don't really put Cam Brown in that category, especially at middle linebacker. I mean, if he's competing with Ellis Brooks and Jan Johnson and these guys. And by the way, I saw Jay Cooper was on crutches again. That poor kid.
Yeah.
I've never seen him not on crutches. It's unbelievable. That poor kid. Yeah, I think he's probably – I mean, he's a fourth-year senior now. I guess theoretically he could redshirt this year. But anyway, I that was one of the ones – like, I can live with Givens and Windsor not playing in D-tackle because they don't have depth there. And they wanted to give those other guys a lot of reps to see what they could do. I can deal with some of the DNs not playing. Obviously, guys that are injured, no qualms there. Koa Farmer, okay. But Cam Brown, I mean, that's one where I'd be like, really? Like, based on what?
If Sharif Miller and Trace McSorley played, then why wasn't Cam Brown playing? That was the what, you know. I mean, Sharif Miller played. And Sharif Miller played a lot of minutes.
Miles Sanders got the balls three times. Yeah. They don't have great depth behind him. How does Miles Sanders get a touch at all, and Cam Brown doesn't play? It's a little surprising to me.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is part of our Tucker's Tape series, I guess. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. You want an RV for a Penn State game, you got to go check them out, GoPSURV.com. Not to single out anybody, even though we singled out Cam Brown. I think all along, James Franklin's opinion of Cam Brown has been higher than everybody else's. The question, I think, is at what point do we see what James Franklin sees? And I'm with you that I would have liked to have seen Cam Brown, especially
if he's playing a
different position. Where is he at in his development? Well, we did see at linebacker, Ross, two guys, the two freshman January enrollees, Jesse Luceda, Micah Parsons. Andy and I both really liked what we saw just from a core who they are kind of thing. Micah Parsons was as advertised. For better or worse, you're going to see him get caught up in over-pursuit and make a couple mistakes, but he's so good and so electric that he can make up for it. Jesse Luceda, I thought his high school film showed what he showed there, which is that he's willing to be physical, he's willing to be aggressive, he plays tough, he plays a little nasty. I thought that both of those guys were, and it's a compliment, that they were as advertised. I don't know what you saw.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll say on Cam Brown, it's a different position. You see things differently, and the biggest part of that position is keying, diagnosing, identifying, reading. Why you wouldn't give him those reps in a game situation to help him progress in that? Because here's what's going to happen. Next year, one of those first couple games, I'm going to say, if he started middle linebacker, I'm going to be like, I don't know. I'm just not sure. Because he never showed the ability really at outside linebacker to have a great feel for what the offense is trying to do. And now at middle linebacker, you don't play him. Anyway, enough said. We got still a segment and a half to talk about the other guys. I thought Luceda was awesome. I thought he was really impressive.
Yeah.
Really impressive. Frankly, I'm a little surprised watching the game that he was on the white team, since that's where they put clearly the guys that were a notch below. I thought he was really impressive. He was flying around. He was physical. He was making plays. I mean, he looked like Kabinda. He's wearing number 40. He looked like Kabinda. He really did.
Yeah.
I was impressed by him. Micah Parsons, Ellis Brooks, a couple of other linebackers I was watching. Brooks didn't show up as much, but I saw one play where he did a really nice job of identifying that the quarterback had pulled the ball and was taking himself. He looked to me like he had some pretty good football IQ. And for Micah Parsons, he looks like LeVar out there. I mean, like, even on the kickoff, I remember saying to my buddy next to me, I'm like, watch him on this kickoff. Then I realized, oh, they're not really returning it, you know.
Yeah.
But he's going to be, like, I picture Micah Parsons being a lot like LeVar his freshman year on special teams, just dominating and then used in specific packages on defense. Maybe second half of the year, he gets to the point where they feel comfortable putting him out there. You just have to worry with him, I think, since it's such a foreign position, mental errors, breakdowns, false steps, the things that could really get you beat.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a package where he plays where they know that one of two things comes into play. Either something's got to happen where they have coverage east-west, or in a little bit of space north-south. Or if they just want to loop him around the outside and blitz him and confuse the defense, I'm pretty sure that would be in his wheelhouse. But some of the speed plays I thought he made, but I agree with you. There was a couple times where he was a step slow and a dollar short. He got caught in the wash. The touchdown, he got caught on the cross, hesitated for a second, still nearly made the play, which most people wouldn't have. But I still think there's a level of learning. I like the combinations that they put together. I like Jan Johnson. I think you're right about Jan Johnson being, you know, your Brandon Smith guy. I didn't see him making any mistakes. Did you?
No, I never know, though. Like when Pry says something like that, I never know if that's they're just saying that because they want to make sure it doesn't transfer.
I just,
you know what I mean? Like, you never really know.
I watched him closely when he was on the field because I wanted to see. And I don't think there was much difference between him and Brooks, to be honest with you. I mean, it didn't look like either one was that
the
much
guy,
better.
I mean, the guy is, you know, he doesn't run a great 40 time.
He won't.
But he's a phenomenal athlete. I mean, he's an option quarterback for 3 years, two-time state wrestling champion. I saw him wrestle, and then right after he beat the guy in the state championship, everybody else is like dog tired. He does a flip.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got more athletic ability, I think, than people give him credit for. I guess in terms of other guys on defense that stood out to me, I actually thought Damian Barber did some good things. Mm-hmm. The kid out of Harrisburg, number 90.
Looks pretty. I know he's got a lot to learn, but he looks natural body-wise as a tackle.
And my guess is he's probably not holding up great against double teams in the run, but he was getting up the field, even working against Michael Mennett. He was getting up the field and showing some flashes. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up getting the rotation. I mean, he showed a lot more to me than I saw from Hansard. You know, I saw – now, they're different players. Hansard's, what, 320, 315? Yeah. Barber's like 280. So they're different players, but I liked what he saw. I also thought, you know, it's a little thing, but the play by Lamont Wade to poke the ball out from Hamler, you know, some guys just do things like that and some guys don't. And Lamont Wade's the type of guy that makes those type of plays.
I think he's got a competitive complex, and I say that in a good way. All right, we got more of Ross's thoughts on the blue-white game. We've sort of focused on defense. We'll look at the offense and some other guys coming up right after this break. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.